Howdy, I'm Bill Weir, in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. It is judge versus judge on the NSA's phone spying program. Big new scare for target customers and a big win for Duck Dynasty. Let's get started. Today, a New York federal court judge weighed in on the NSA operation that collects the numbers called from all of our phones, when those calls are made, and for how long. It is a defeat for the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued to stop the NSA. And Judge William Pauley wrote, while robust discussions are underway across the country, in Congress and at the White House, the question for this court is whether the government's bulk telephony metadata program is lawful. This court finds it is. One catch, though. Just a week ago, another federal judge, Richard Leon, looking at the very same facts, reached the exact opposite conclusion. He wrote, I cannot imagine a more indiscriminate and arbitrary invasion than the systematic and high-tech collection and retention of personal data on virtually every citizen for purposes of querying and analyzing it without prior judicial approval. So the question now, how do we square these two rulings? And who gets the job of doing that? Senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin gets the job tonight of trying to answer both. So break this down for us, Jeff. This is really interesting. A couple weeks ago, we have a judge down in Washington appointed by or nominated to the bench by George W. Bush, who says this is against the Fourth Amendment. This will not stand. We can't hoover up all this metadata and keep it forever. This judge here in New York, 2 weeks later, appointed by Clinton, disagrees.
It's a pretty amazing situation. I've never seen something precisely like this. Really? Here you have two judges, exactly the same legal issue, inside of a couple of weeks, deciding it completely differently. I think the big difference is that the judge here in New York said, there's a Supreme Court precedent that controls this case. There's a Supreme Court in 1979 said, when you dial the phone, you are telling the phone company what number you're dialing. You'll see it on your bill. It is not something you have any right to expect privacy.
But again, 1979, when we had rotary phones.
Correct.
And the founder of Facebook was -5.
Correct. Well, that's what the judge in Washington said.
Right.
That may be the precedent on the books, but it's obsolete now. So I am going to find this a violation of privacy. You know, appeals courts don't take too kindly to district court judges saying, you know, the Supreme Court, it's wrong. Mm. So I think the judge in New York may have the advantage on appeal, and I think the odds favor, although it's not a sure thing, this metadata program being upheld.
And one is saying it works, the other saying it's worthless.
This was the thing that I found the most surprising in these whole opinions, because Judge Leon in Washington said, and it's been proved that this hasn't stopped any terrorist attacks. Judge Pauley here in New York has a list of terrorist events, right, would-be attacks that it was stopped. That's just frankly a mystery to me, and I hope that gets sorted out as these cases proceed, because it's obviously a very important question. Does this thing do any good?
Well, that's it. Final question then. It has to wind its way through the appellates maybe a year before it hits SCOTUS, right? So knowing what you know, if the Supreme Court stays the way it is now, how do you think they come down on this?
I think they uphold it.
They uphold the NSA.
You know, national security is something that judges take very seriously, and they recognize that they don't have expertise in this area. They defer to the executive branch, to the experts on these areas, and I think ultimately that's how it will turn out. Now, it may also be that President Obama modifies the program in some way on his own initiative, but the courts, I think, will ultimately go the way of saying, we're not going to interfere. This is a political question for the executive branch. But as we've seen, different judges see it differently, and I could be wrong. It's happened
no,
before.
No. I've been a fan of your work for a long time. It's great to share a set with you, Jeff.
Good to see you, Bill.